is Lord, isn't he? He does make the... You may be seated. And we welcome Bethany to our worship team and did a beautiful job. Bethany and Christopher, kind of new to our church and community and all, and we're just glad to welcome them. So anyway, thank you, Bethany, for helping us out today. Well, you know, when you get older, one of the great blessings in life for many of us is the gift of grandchildren. Amen? Anybody with that? And one of the things that it's brought us back to, you know, is having little ones around the house that we haven't had for a while. You know, our boys are all in their 30s, and so they've kind of outgrown some of the things we did when they were little. And but bringing these little ones back in the home brought back some things that we would do when our boys were younger. And one of those things that we would do, because it was kind of part of development of the children, is helping them discover the different parts of their body. For instance, you know, where's your eyes? And all of a sudden, you know, they'll blink their eyes, or they'll touch their eyes or cover their eyes, and you know they're starting to learn more about themselves. Where's your ears? Anybody ever do that stuff with your grandkids or your kids? Okay, I didn't know if I was just all alone playing these little games, but anyway, you know how it works, right? And you just, it's a part of the development of the child, but then it's also something you celebrate as they learn a little bit more and a little bit more about their lives and about their bodies and all that type of thing. And so I was reminded of one of the songs, and maybe one of you would want to stand up and sing it for us if you want, but it's called Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes, right? Anybody want to lead us in a song like that? Anybody done it recently to where you're caught up? I'm not going to lead it, okay? But it's that same idea, isn't it? It's just using your body to discover, you know, all of those parts of the body that are there. And while I was on sabbatical, I was doing some reading, and I came across this passage that we're going to look at today. And the title of the message is probably a title you've never seen before in a message. Ear, thumb, toe. Now, let me ask you, have any of you ever heard a message on ear, thumb, toe? My guess is not. And if you have, I'd be anxious to hear more about it from you. But it just made me think about what we do with our young children. But it came at a very significant time in the history among the people of Israel. Because today we're going to be in the third book of the Bible, the book of Leviticus, okay? We're going back to the Old Testament, just the third book, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. And so we're going to be going back to that particular book. And that book is called by some as the priest's manual. Okay, like in the Church of the Nazarene, we have a manual that kind of guides us on how to do things appropriately and rightly within the church. But Leviticus is kind of like the priest's manual for how to do things right in leading worship, how to do sacrifices correctly, and all the other things that would go with leading people in worship of God. And you may notice in that name, Leviticus, that word, that name, Levi, right? Levi was the tribe assigned to do the priestly work for the people of God. And so it makes sense that we'd be in Leviticus today. Most of us, though, if we would think about, you know, here's this book of Leviticus. It's for the priests to learn how they're to lead people into worship. We might think that there's nothing there for us to learn, that there's nothing in there that maybe would apply to us or how we might live. But I was reminded that in Exodus, which is just the book right before Leviticus, in Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6, it says this: Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So this is a word to the people of Israel. You will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That just reminds us of this truth. Israel was designed to be a people who would connect other people with God. That's what priests do, right? They help connect people with God. Israel was to be a people who would help other people come to know the true God. Being a treasured possession wasn't about them just feeling good about themselves. It kind of was the value that God put on what he had called them to do and to be. A people who could connect other people with God. Now what's interesting to me is that in the New Testament, there's a scripture that reminds us as a church that the same responsibility and the same call is there for us. And so in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, we read these words, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." We, the church, one of our responsibilities and callings is to be a kingdom of priests, people who help connect others with the God that we've discovered, the God who has met our needs, the God who has forgiven us of our sins, and help people know that God can do it for them. And so this message we're going to look at from Leviticus does apply to all of us. We're going to talk today about the ordination of Aaron and of his sons. And I found it interesting, I did not realize this till I was studying this week, that the word ordained literally means to fill your hands. I did not know that. I'd never heard that before. It was just in reading and studying for this that I learned that. But here's what I thought of. When God places responsibility into the hands of the priests, their hands will be full. Right? That's true for us as the kingdom of priests. Our hands are full. But I also know that later on in the ceremony that there was a time when they raised their hands and recognized the fact that the only way they could do what God had called them to do was with God's help. They could never do it just in and of themselves. And we can testify to that too, can't we? That the responsibilities that God has given to us, we could never do without God and God's help. And so today I want us to look here at Leviticus chapter 8, and we're just going to look at a small portion of the ceremony when Aaron and his sons are ordained. So it's Leviticus 8, verses 22 to 24. "He then presented the other ram." There were two rams sacrificed that day. "He presented the other ram, the ram for the ordination. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Moses slaughtered the lamb and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Moses also brought Aaron's sons forward and put some of the blood on the lobes of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. And then he splashed the blood against the sides of the altar." It's an interesting story, isn't it? And I think that there's some things in it that will help all of us to have a deeper appreciation for what God wants to do in and for us. Here these men are called together with Moses leading this ordination service. And first of all, Aaron and his sons place their hands on the head of the ram that's going to be sacrificed. They are identifying themselves with this sacrifice that's going to be made on their behalf. The sacrifice is made, and of course there is blood. And Moses takes some of the blood and puts it on their earlobe, of their right earlobe, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and then on the toe. I need to take off my shoes today, right? Won't do it. But anyway, on the big toe of the right foot. In general, the understanding is that why the right side, first of all? And in general, for a lot of folks, you're right-handed. How many here are right-handed? That's your strong hand, your right side, right? Now, there are some that might be ambidextrous, you might be either way, and there's some lefties here today too, no doubt. But in general, the right side represents our strength. I do most things leaning towards the right hand and the right side. If I were to play a sport, most of the time I'm going to throw right-handed, okay? If we're going to have kickball today, I'm kicking with my right foot. Agreed with a lot of us? Okay. What's interesting is that I think there's symbolism in the fact that it's all the right lobe, the right thumb, the right toe. That the strength that they might have needed to be sanctified for the purposes of God. That our strengths, our talents, our abilities, the things that we feel strong in, need to be given to God. That they aren't just something for us to just use because they're strength, but they're to be sanctified for the purposes of God. And that's what this ordination service was all about. That they would be sanctified for the purposes of God. Now, there's also something to think about in this. When you think about the earlobe, you think about the thumb, you think about the toe, and we'll use the statement from time to time to do something or to experience something from head to toe, right? I'm hurting from head to toe. Have you ever felt like that? It means your whole body. You're hurting from head to toe. Well, I believe with all my heart that God wants to do such a work in our lives that it affects us from head to toe. And so today, let's look at these three things that are mentioned in this passage about the ear, about the thumb, and about the toe. And so, first of all, why the right ear? Because Aaron and his sons would need to be dedicated to hearing the voice of God if they were going to do what God wanted them to do. Just think about it simply like that. If they're going to carry out the work that God wants them to do, then they're going to need to know from God what He wants them to do. That's as true for us as it was for them, isn't it? We need to have our ears tuned in to the voice of God. Because otherwise, all the other voices of our world will take over. And there are plenty of those, aren't there? We need to have sanctified ears. Ears set apart for the voice of God. Ears that are committed to hearing what God wants us to hear. I don't know if you ever did this when you were a kid. But if your mom or your dad was ever talking to you, were you ever at least tempted to cover both of your ears because you didn't want to hear it? Anybody do that and get in big trouble? God wants us to have an open ear to hear what He wants to say to us. And so in that ordination service, the earlobe was touched with that blood to just remind Aaron and his sons that they need to have an ear tuned into the voice of God. And we do too, don't we? In this world of all kinds of competing voices, as people of God, we should be the ones who are most dedicated to wanting to hear Him. What does God want to say to me? What do I need to hear from him? I love a book, and I've mentioned the title to you before, but it's by Bob Benson. And it's entitled, He Speaks Softly, in referring to God. God speaks softly, and you can hear him if you'll listen. We need to dedicate ourselves to paying attention to the voice of God. That's why we emphasize that as Christians, we need to be reading the Word of God on a regular basis. We need to be praying to God on a regular basis because we need to hear his voice. One of my favorite scriptures is found back in Isaiah 50, verses 4 and 5. It says this, "The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary." Now, there it speaks of the tongue and what someone would say to help someone. But notice it doesn't start really with the tongue because it goes on and says, "He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I haven't covered my ears, and I have not turned away." We'll never say what we need to say unless we're hearing what we need to hear. Amen? Our tongues won't be instructed unless we're listening to the instructor. And so, the blood was placed in the earlobe of the right ear. Now, why the right thumb? The thumb kind of sounds like a strange thing to be anointing with the blood. But think about this. The thumb is what we use to hold on to things, isn't it? I mean, without the thumb, we have a hard time holding on to things very strongly or very well. And the reality is we need sanctified thumbs. Thumbs that are set apart for God because he is the one that helps us know what we should hold on to and what we should let go of. True? There are some things we hold on to that are not good to hold on to. I mean, sometimes we hold on to things that are spiritually destroying us from within. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's, you know, a bad attitude towards somebody. Maybe, you know, whatever it might be, but we can hold on to things that are harmful to us. And so one of the things that has to happen first is we have to be able to come to the Lord, like we even sang today, in surrender. That's where you open your hands and you let go of whatever it is that you know you need to be letting go of. It might be a sin, it might be an addiction, it might be any number of things that we're holding on to that we know are hurting our walk with God. And so we surrender. But then the Lord sanctifies this thumb. This thumb is to help us hold on to the things that God has for us. Have you ever thought of needing a sanctified thumb? Maybe you'll think about it after today. But Lord, I only want to hold on to the things you want me to hold on to. You realize that the early priests that we're talking about here in the Old Testament were not given any of the land when they went into the promised land. They had to trust God for their provisions. They didn't receive that like the other tribes did. They were to just receive whatever it was that God would provide them and to hold on to that. Some of us today need to get the grip on God a little bit as God gets a grip on us. And we need to just, some of us are just needing to hold on today. Because life is difficult and life is challenging and we feel like we're slipping. But I'm glad that God has a good grip too. But today, we need a sanctified thumb to help us hold on to the things that God wants us to hold on to. And then the big right toe. Well, often in Scripture, the Christian life is described as a walk with God. I mean, we read about Old Testament characters who walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Noah walked with God. Abraham walked with God. And isn't it interesting when Jesus comes along, the first thing he says to those early people that he meets, he says, follow me. Walk with me. Let's walk this life together. Let's take this journey together. Walk with me. And that sanctified big toe is to just remind us that our walk with God needs to be dedicated to going where he wants and doing what he wants in our lives. That he's the one that will direct the path for us. And we learn to walk with him every day. I was reminded of how the Apostle John brings together the walk with the blood in this verse. In 1 John 1:7, he says this, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." It's a beautiful picture there, isn't it? As we walk in the light, God purifies us. You see, this anointing with the blood was to be reminded that there is a sacrifice made for us to be able to do what we do. We become the people of God because a sacrifice was made for us in the person of Jesus Christ. His blood shed for us makes it possible to have an ear tuned to God, have a thumb that only holds on to the things that God wants us to hold on to, and have a big toe that helps us to walk the way he wants us to walk. So are we willing to just let God sanctify us, as Paul put it, through and through, entirely, completely, all of us, from head to toe? That's really the essence of this message today. The surrender of our body for God's sanctifying purposes to be able to accomplish what only God can do through us. Because he's done something in us. And he's doing something to us to make us the people he wants us to be. And so there may be some here today who would say, you know what, I need God's sanctifying touch. I need the blood of Christ applied to me, my ear, my thumb, my toe, my eyes, my mind, my entire body to be fully and completely surrendered to him. Because that's what it's all about. Aaron and his sons could not do what God had called them to do unless they were going to be totally God's. And the reality is we'll never be able to accomplish all God wants us to unless we're totally God's. And so, Lord, today we can pray, Lord, sanctify my ears. Sanctify my thumb. Sanctify my toe. Set me apart from head to toe for what your purpose is for me. Does that make sense? Does that connect with maybe where you are and maybe what you know in your own heart? Maybe you need to be doing surrendering all. Saying, Lord, here I am. I need your touch. I need your blood covering me from head to toe. Purifying me of sin. Helping me to be totally yours. Amen? We're going to pray. We're going to sing a song, and it's a song that I think you'll be familiar with, but as we sing it, there may be some of you who feel like, you know, I need to pray, I need to surrender, I need to give myself to God. Or maybe it's one of those times where you know you need to re-surrender, or maybe you've just not been as faithful in that surrender to God as you know you want to be and you know God wants. And you just feel like you need to pray. Our altars are open here this morning for that. But before we have that, let's pray together. Our worship team will come and we'll sing together. And if God's speaking to you, don't turn a deaf ear. Don't cover your ears. Open your heart, open your ears to what God might want to say, and just say, yes, Lord, to whatever you want, to whatever you want. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word that speaks to us even out of Leviticus. And Lord, this call to be fully surrendered to you from head to toe. Lord, do something in me today. Do something in us today that maybe hasn't been done, or perhaps I've drifted away from it. But Lord, come today. Meet us where we are and sanctify us. Set us apart for your purposes through the blood of Christ on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, for your call to follow you. Lord, we're following today. And we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand, and as we sing, if you feel God pulling at your heart,